the time has gone. 8:45. We've got D Minor. He's finally decided to grace us with his presence. The legend, the one, the only. D Minor.
Hey guys, thank you for having me.
Yes.
Yo, what up? This is D Minor, and you are listening to Ainsley Dennis on the Morning Breakfast Show at Alive 90.5 FM.
Well, for those of you out there, D Minor is the winner of gold. He won gold for Australia in the World Performing Arts in America back in a few years ago. And he also won, he was a finalist actually in Australia's Got Talent. And he's also been ordained by the Lord Mayor of Parramatta for the young musicians making a difference and for being ambassador for youth. He's also a great advocate for homelessness, for youth. He's had quite a difficult life, which you'll share with us as well. And he's written songs about that journey that he's had through Concrete Pillow, homelessness, and also Home Run. And today, guess what? He's got another hit that he's just brought out. And it's called Only You, which we'll have a chat to him about. Now, before we get D Minor on air at the moment, this song, by the way, is amazing because Only You, and he'll tell you what it's all about, but it's when I listen to it, he reminds me, and you listen carefully, it's like the Aussie version of Eminem. That's what I think of him. Definitely. So very high standards. Okay. Well, D, welcome to Alive 90.5.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Awesome. Why are you acting so shy and quiet? He's gone all red, like he's blushing.
Am I? always.
It's because you had a wonderful introduction.
Yeah, I don't know how to live up to that introduction. Thank you.
Cool. Well, tell us what's Only You about.
Yeah, so it's a song that speaks about, I guess, finding motivation within yourself when times get hard. I know that everyone goes through some form of struggle at some point in life, and for me, being able to use music as a tool to kind of pull myself and draw myself out of those situations was very useful. So it's a song that speaks about finding beauty within pain, about, I guess, finding that that ambition within you when times are tough. Yeah,
great. Now, you've also got another artist that does the intro.
Yeah,
talk a bit about the artist.
Yeah, so the song, I wrote the song basically it got constructed when I was in LA. So I was in LA doing a show, and I got put on the spot to perform with this singer, and basically a singer, someone pulled out, basically a singer. So we created this song, like a less of a version of what we've got now, and I performed with her. So she's from the East Coast, she's from New York, and she was doing a show over in LA, and I was doing a show in LA, and we connected and ended up writing this song. I wanted to write something that kind of had that, she's got this angelic sort of Disney vibe, dreamy voice. I wanted to create something that had that vibe to it. And came back to Sydney, recorded my vocals, and she's from the Philippines, lives in New York. She's got this amazing voice that just complements the song very well. So her name's Jen Caneta. Yeah.
Oh wow, awesome. Well, do you know Special K's from the Philippines?
Yes, I've heard.
Yeah, that Filipino pride. A lot of Filipinos are great singers.
But she's only half cost because she's got another half, which is another Korean. Hey?
Yes, half Korean.
Oh,
half
I love it.
Yeah, I actually dressed up as that doll from Squid Games yesterday.
Exactly.
If anyone's seen that Korean TV show, but
awesome.
I haven't seen it.
No. Oh, you definitely should. I just wanted to ask, Dave, what really inspires your music? Because you've written really heartfelt lyrics, and especially the melody that accompanies it. I guess what inspires your music every time you write it?
Yeah, just I guess life situations. Actually, how it initially started was because the song speaks about kind of rising up early in the morning and kind of going through these resilient moments. And it started when I was in LA. I was going for an early morning run, which I try to do infrequently, and that was what kind of started the song. I started coming up with this kind of melody and these words in my head, and I kind of went back to my place and started creating this song. And then that's sort of where that inspiration draws from my life experiences that I've been through. Yeah.
Great.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
D,
D minor. So good that you went for that run and got here this morning.
Oh, that's why he was late.
Yeah, let's race it. So good to meet you. You seem like such an awesome, calm, collected person. And I think Ainsley mentioned that you've been through so much in your life. I guess I just want to know what, if one of your experiences in life that has been adverse, that you can draw from, that said you, to you, spoke to you and said, you know what, I'm gonna write music to get out of this, you know, get it out of my head, into, you know, creating this vibe that I can move on and be happy.
Yeah, I've been through some of those situations. I experienced homelessness from a very young age, from around the age of 11. I went through a variety of foster homes and in refuges, and for me, music kind of helped me survive. It was like an outlet. I know that everyone has their own sort of way of expressing things, and for me it was music. So being able to sit down with the pen and pad, and I often say that writing lyrics was like therapy for me, being able to express what I was going through. But I would say that the song, my first song that I released, Concrete Pillow, actually is a song that I drew very closely about my time experiencing homelessness.
Yep.
So moments like that is where I draw it from. And then the next song I released, Home Run, was something that about kind of overcoming that time of experiencing homelessness and just going for that home run. And then this one, Only You, I've drawn from, I guess, still my experiences growing up and my experience going through life, and realizing that, you know, even though there's a lot of support out there, that you initially have to, you know, want to make that change yourself, and you
for sure
have to pull yourself out of that situation. Yeah.
I think that inner voice has to speak to us to come out of it.
Yeah.
And that is a strong trait. Not everyone has it, so I commend you.
Thank you.
And I love your music, so thank you.
So much. Thank you.
Awesome. Have you heard his music before?
Yes. Well, we played a little earlier, yes, didn't you, for did. Us? Yeah, you did.
Thank you for playing that.
And she loved it then.
I loved it then.
And from then on.
But I haven't heard your first one. That sounds like Concrete Pillow, did you say?
Yeah, so Concrete Pillow, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds very...
Oh, you absolutely love
really?
It.
It sounds,
well,
really
intriguing. I promise
intrigued.
You, I'm going to play it later.
Sounds like it's intriguing me to actually...
Just think of laying on the concrete.
Yeah, concrete pillow. Like, it's such a strong thing.
Symbolic thing.
Yeah. Symbolic thing that, you know, gets your heart racing and you're what, you know?
Yeah.
And if you listen to the words he talks
I love
about
it.
Laying against the bakeries for warmth.
Yep.
In the morning when
they
bake.
Wow.
Just to keep
warm. I just got goosebumps. Crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, this is Only You by D Minor. And after that, we're going to ask, have a bit of a chat about where you can find his music, where you can find him, what's his handles on social media, what's he up to, what's next on his bucket list as well, and what message he has for all the young listeners out there wanting to pursue a career in music. So, D, I've given you the questions. You can think about it.
Maybe go for a jog.
Maybe go for a run, yeah, and come back. Come back with all the answers.
Take away the pain that lives in me. Give me strength and let it be. And when my dream comes true, I know it's only you. Only you.
Yeah, since daybreak when you wake up, alive, pull the shade up, see the sunrise with both eyes. You hardly slept, you stayed up. It's a new day you're not afraid of. Don't lay in bed, you straight up. There's a ray of hope trying to stay afloat. If you do drown, you didn't gave up. And the pain no longer exists. What's broken down has been fixed. Cause you're not alone on this gravel road. You're a lot stronger than this. See the hurt don't go, but it numbs. And the pain don't leave, but it fades. Staying brave after hard days, so you understand when it comes. I feel alive, I was born to fly. That morning vibe, it's so early. See, there's more to life, you draw the line. I'm stronger now, it can't hurt me. With a callous mind, I'm doing fine. From being homeless to being worthy. But now I know what I'm running to, cause my running shoes are so dirty. Like a thousand hands are reaching out to hold you up when you down and out. You tearing down that abandoned house you build up from that ground. So hold on and keep going, and smile hard when it rains. You can't hurt what's been broken, so find joy in that pain.
Take away the pain. Strength, let it be. Oh, let it be. And when my dream
You got drive and you got skill. You're unstoppable. You got this. You were not sick, so to find ill. I feel fine, let me find Phil. No doctor, can I fix this? I'm puffed out, but not done yet. Still climbing up a slight hill. But I feel only time will build on what you know. Cause I will survive till I'm walking upon my own. You stepping among clouds, but not hiking among no minefields. Cause I still learn to fly with broken wings. I got will, and I don't know the hope it brings. I'm often fixing broken things. Cause those who fly alone often tend to have the strongest wings. I start to heal, it's hard to feel. I run on swollen limbs. Bags are packed, you're holding things. Now try and spread your folded wings. Understand what you fight for when the sun drops and it's nightfall. As the sun fades on a long day, it's dark now and you might fall. So hold on and keep going, and smile hard when it rains. You can't hurt what's been broken, so find joy in that pain, yeah.
Take away